We've been looking at how joy can change our lives, and today I want to share a personal testimony that really taught me the power of joy. My husband is a man with an incredible sense of humor. He thinks he can always make light of everything, and he thinks a lot of things are funny. I wasn't born with a sense of humor, so I was very serious, and I would stamp my foot and say, "No, stop that, it's not funny." And it was very difficult because when I was spoiling for a fight or I wanted to argue with him about something, he would just zone out, switch on the television and zone out. So one particular evening when we'd had a petty disagreement and he refused to rise to the bait, I got really, really mad. I must just point out this is a long time ago. I don't do this anymore. But I was really mad and I stormed out of the room yelling that you're impossible, you're terrible, you're so insensitive, and I slammed the doors behind me, which I know he hates. And I ran into the bedroom, slamming the door behind me, and I threw myself across the bed and I howled for about a half an hour. I cried as loud as I could, hoping he'd hear me and come and do something about it. But of course, I'd forgotten I'd slammed the doors. And eventually, after half an hour, I thought, this isn't working. So I decided to ask Jesus what to do. And I said, "Lord, he's such a boor and he's so insensitive and I'm so unhappy. What shall I do?" And the Lord said, "Well, for number one, get up and wash your face." So I went into the bathroom and I looked as fright. You cry for half an hour and see how you look. So I washed my face and then the Lord said, "Put on fresh makeup." So I did. And then he said, "Put on a pretty dress." So I did. And by now I was catching the gist of it. I was going to do something really different. And then I sneaked out of the bedroom into the garden and I walked up the garden to the front door. And when I got to the front door, I knocked on the door. Now you can imagine, he's sitting, thank goodness that nagging woman is out of his hair. He's sitting watching probably rugby or golf or cricket, but he's sitting watching something on television and he has a knock at the door. And I can imagine he must have thought, 8:45 at night, who's here? So he opens the door and here I am looking sparkly with fresh perfume and a nice low-cut dress. And I said to him, "Hi, I believe you've been having trouble with your wife. Can I perhaps be of assistance?" Do you know what happened? He collapsed with laughter. He laughed and laughed and laughed. He laughed so much. And then he took me in his arms and I laughed. And the two of us were hysterical with laughter, the tears pouring down our cheeks. And then guess what he said? He said, "Jill, will you forgive me? I'm so insensitive to you." What do you think I said? I said, no, it's all my fault. I've been like a dripping tap. I'm a nagging woman." And we both laughed again. And that has changed my whole thinking because I was so surprised by the joy that hit me when I listened to Jesus. This morning when I was leaving home, I said to him, "Do you realize that that changed our whole lives?" And he said, "Yes, I remember it well." And it did. So you see, God gives us creative ways to deal with things that are troubling us. In Psalm 25, verse 14, it says, "The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who revere and worship him. And he will show them his covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meaning." If you spend time with the Lord and if you ask him, he will give you joy and he'll give you creative ways to let that joy work itself out in your problems. Perhaps not exactly the same way I did, but you'll have even more creative things. So allow God to give you creative ways. He's got such wonderful ways. And here's another thing. He never, never, never condemns you. In fact, the Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He's a mighty Savior who saves. He'll rejoice over you with joy. He'll rest in silent satisfaction. And in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will joy over you with singing. Joy is the most incredible thing. It's our strength. And I pray joy for you. You're highly favored, remember, and deeply loved.